Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia from today. The Prime Minister will visit Ghana on the first leg of his five-nation tour. This will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana, and the Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay an official visit to Trinidad and Tobago from 3rd to 4th July. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, and the Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar. In the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Argentina from 4th to 5th July. In the fourth leg of his visit, he will travel to Brazil from 5th to 8th July to attend the 17th BRICS Summit 2025, followed by a state visit. In the last leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Namibia on 9th July. This will be the first ever visit of Prime Minister to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws introduced under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi will make the judicial process not only affordable, accessible and approachable, but also simple, consistent and transparent. The new laws are Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Mr. Shah stated this while addressing a program in New Delhi to mark the successful completion of 1 year of the new criminal laws. He said that, under Prime Minister's leadership, a golden era of governance based on social, economic and political justice is about to begin.
हमारी न्याय प्रणाली के सामने सबसे बड़ी दिक्कत थी कि न्याय कब मिलेगा इसका किसी को विश्वास ही नहीं। मैं भारत के सभी नागरिकों को आश्वस्त करना चाहता हूं कि लगभग 3 साल लगेंगे पूर्ण क्रियान्वयन होने में। जुडिशरी, जेल, एफएसएल, पुलिस, डायरेक्टर प्रोसिक्यूशन और प्रोसिक्यूशन, ये पूरी प्रणाली को पूर्ण रूप से क्रियान्वयन करने में ज्यादा से ज्यादा 3 साल लगेंगे। मगर इसके बाद में मैं विश्वास से कहता हूं 3 साल में सुप्रीम कोर्ट तक आपको न्याय मिल जाएगा, ये सुनिश्चित कर लिए।
Additional Commissioner of CGST Sashi Wapanglanu has hailed the Goods and Services Tax or GST as a game changer for Nagaland. Speaking at an event marking 8 years of GST implementation in Dimapur yesterday, Mr. Lanu said northeastern states including Nagaland recorded an impressive 27% annual GST revenue growth in the first 6 years, nearly double the national average of 14%. In April this year, India achieved its highest ever monthly GST collection of 2.37 lakh crore rupees, with Nagaland contributing its second highest monthly collection during the same month. Describing GST as more than just a tax reform, he called it a symbol of India's cooperative federalism and Nagaland's commitment to inclusive economic growth. Meanwhile, the National Academy of Customs and Indirect Taxes is launching a GST Mitra certification course in Shillong, aimed at training local practitioners and improving outreach and employment across the region. Peg police have arrested a woman in connection with the alleged abuse of an 11-year-old girl in Fitzroy. The arrest follows a written complaint received at the Fitzroy police station on June 29 at around 7 p.m., which reported severe abuse alleged inflicted by the girl's foster mother, who is also her grandmother. The police said the accused fled to Tsumukedima, but was later tracked down and arrested at Dipupar police station with support from Tsumukedima and Dimapur police. She has been brought back to Peg for further legal action. A case has been registered at the Women Police Station under the relevant sections of Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita and the Juvenile Justice Act. Peg Police also stated that the child is now safe, receiving medical care and counselling at the Sakhi One Stop Centre. And SFS Higher Secondary School Tsumukedima clinched the state-level pre-Subroto Tournament 2025 title in the under-15 boys category, while Government High School Merima won the title in the under-17 girls category. The tournament was held at the Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima, yesterday. In the under-17 girls category, Government Middle School El Khel Kohima settled for the runner-up title after losing to the GHS Merima team. Gracing the closing ceremony as the special guest, Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yim Kyung said the event served not only as a platform for competition but also as a celebration of unity and youthful energy. Mr. Yim Kyung expressed hope that the winning teams would represent Nagaland with pride at the Subroto Cup National Tournament.
And we look forward to seeing you represent Nagaland in the upcoming Subroto Cup National Tournament with pride and honor.
The winners will represent the state at the 64th edition of the Subroto Cup International Football Tournament to be held in Bengaluru and New Delhi. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.